Today is Animal Blessing Sunday, and why do we choose to do it today? Why do we choose to do it this particular Sunday? The reason is because there was a man who lived 200 years ago, whose name was Henry Berg, and his birthday was this week, over 200 years ago, and he was a Unitarian, and he founded the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So today we're honoring Henry Berg through our Animal Blessing Sunday, and so I'm going to tell you a story about it. So once upon a time, as I said, there was a man whose name was Henry Berg. His father was an important shipbuilder, and Henry and his family had a lot of money. When he grew up, he worked in important jobs. He served as a diplomat for Abraham Lincoln in Russia. He liked to wear a fancy top hat and fancy clothes, and he never owned any animals, and he never had any children. In fact, he once explained to a friend that he disliked her dog, not because the dog was small, but because the dog was a dog. He doesn't sound like the kind of guy I would really like to be friends with. When Berg lived in Russia, while he worked for Abraham Lincoln there, he saw that many people thought it was okay to beat their horses with a stick in the street. Those people thought, the horse belongs to me, I can do whatever I want to it. That was very common. It wasn't against the law to do that. So people went ahead and they mistreated their animals. Now, even though Henry didn't very much care about dogs, or horses for that matter, even though he was a rich man who had never suffered the way those animals had, he was upset by what he saw. So he resigned from his position in Russia, and he went to study in England, where there was a society to prevent cruelty to animals, which people shortened to the SPCA. He returned to America, and he wrote the Declaration of Rights of Animals, which many other important people signed, including Henry's Unitarian minister, Horace Greeley, who was the minister of All Souls Church in New York City, where Henry was a member. Henry took his declaration to the Capitol of New York, to the government, and there they started the first legally recognized organization in the United States for the rights of animals, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or the ASPCA. Now, Henry was very matter-of-fact about his defense of animals. He said it was a matter purely of conscience. It has no confusing side issues. It is a moral question in all its aspects. That's a direct quote. Today we celebrate Henry Berg, whose birthday was this week 206 years ago. He was a Unitarian, like us, and he founded the ASPCA. We will come back to him and his story in just a few minutes. All right, story part two, back to Henry Berg. Imagine this scene on a New York City street in April 1866. Henry Berg gathered his courage, and he approached a cart driver who was beating his exhausted horse. "My friend," he said, "you cannot do that anymore." Astonished, the driver said, "I can't beat my own horse? The devil I can't." And then he resumed. Henry replied, "You are not aware, probably, sir, that you are breaking the law, but I have the new statute in my pocket, and the horse is only yours to treat kindly." Thus, Henry, with the law on his side, became known throughout society as the great meddler, getting into other people's business where they thought he didn't belong. But Henry knew that creatures who could not speak on their own behalf deserved to be defended from humans who mistreated them. So he wrote that Declaration of Rights of Animals and started the country's first chapter of the SPCA. Now, the ASPCA was originally focused on protecting horses and farm animals, but it also protected cats and dogs. One time, this is a true story, friends. Pay attention. Henry dropped from a skylight into a room where a dog fight was happening. Dog fights are a sport in which people let their dogs fight each other and bite and hurt each other, and people place bets and try to make money on which dog is going to win the fight. It was illegal to dog fight, but the fight had to be caught in the act, which made it really hard to arrest someone for dog fighting. But Henry swooped in that skylight and stopped the fight to protect the dogs. By the time Henry died, chapters of the ASPCA had sprung up throughout the country, and 37 out of the then 38 states had made it against the law to be cruel to animals. Today, almost 150 years later, about 150 years later, the issues that most affect our animal friends is now overpopulation, fighting against puppy and kitty mills, and vaccinating our pets against diseases so they don't get sick. We are grateful to Henry Berg, who stepped outside of his own comfort zone to speak against an injustice that he witnessed and to help move our society toward a more just, safe, and loving place for all creatures. And we are grateful for our animal friends who give us so much in the way of unconditional love.
Our reading this morning is from one of my favorite poets, Cynthia Ryland. It's called God Got a Dog. God got a dog. She never meant to. She liked dogs. She'd liked them ever since she was a kid, but she didn't think she had time for a dog now. She was always working, and dogs needed so much attention. God didn't know if she could take being needed by one more thing. But she saw this dog out by the tracks, and it was hungry and cold and lonely, and God realized she'd made that dog somehow. Somehow, she was responsible, though she knew logically that she had only set the world on its course. She couldn't be blamed for everything. But she saw this dog, and she felt bad. So she took it on home and named it Ernie. And now, God has somebody keeping her feet warm at night.